It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. Today is the birthday of American novelist, short story writer, and poet Sarah Orne Jewett. Born in 1849 in South Berwick, Maine, into a family who had lived in New England for generations. Best known for her local color work set along the southern seacoast of Maine, she is recognized as an important practitioner of American literary regionalism. Her father was a doctor specializing in obstetrics and diseases of women and children, and she often accompanied him on his rounds, becoming acquainted with the sights and sounds of their neighbors. She developed rheumatoid arthritis in her early childhood and was sent on frequent walks where she quickly acquired a love of nature. In later life, she often visited Boston, where she met many of the most influential literary figures of the day, but she always returned to South Berwick and the small seaports nearby, which were the inspiration for the towns of Deep Haven and Dunnet Landing in her stories. Sarah was educated at Miss Olive Raines School and then at Berwick Academy, graduating in 1866. She supplemented her education with reading in her extensive family library. She was never overtly religious, as she put it, but after she joined the Episcopal Church in 1871, she explored less conventional religious ideas. For example, her friendship with Harvard Law professor Theophilus Parsons stimulated an interest in the teachings of Emanuel Swedenborg, an 18th century Swedish scientist and theologian who believed that the divine existed in all things. At age 19, she published her first important story in the Atlantic Monthly, and her reputation grew throughout the 1870s and 80s. Her literary importance arises from her careful, if subdued, vignettes of country life that reflect a contemporary interest in local color rather than plot. She possessed a keen descriptive gift that William Dean Howells called an uncommon feeling for talk. She made her reputation with the novella The Country of the Pointed Firs in 1896. A Country Doctor, which had appeared 12 years earlier, is a novel based on her father and his work, as well as her own early ambitions for a medical career. She produced A White Heron in 1886, a collection of short stories that is among her finest work. Some of her poetry was collected in Verses, which appeared in 1916, and she also wrote three children's books. Willa Cather describes Sarah Orne Jewett as a significant influence on her own development as a writer and said that feminist critics have since championed her writing for its rich account of women's lives and voices. On September 3, 1902, Sarah was injured in a carriage accident that all but ended her writing career. She was paralyzed by a stroke in March 1909, and she died in her South Berwick home after suffering another stroke 3 months later. The Georgian home of the Jewett family, built in 1774, overlooking Central Square in South Berwick, is now a National Historic Landmark, and not far from Portland Street Cemetery, where Sarah is buried next to her parents. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 3rd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.